Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot in the news, and I want to cover a couple creation stories. Some creation stories. KOA Radio did a show. When was this show? This Sunday morning. A Sunday morning talk show host saying that creation science is dead. And we got a kick out of that, so we offered to bring in a scientist or a debate team to do a Sunday morning show in the future. And the host said, well, thanks, but no thanks. So they turned us down. That's okay. Talk about a couple creation issues regarding the Big Bang and the stars that should be out there, stars with only helium and hydrogen from the Big Bang that have never been found. And also, I'd like to tell you about a snapping shrimp. These two bits of information from the Creation Research Society and their latest newsletter, Creation Matters. Also, I'd like to read to you an email we just got from the East Coast from a pro-life leader. She's a researcher, a medical researcher. Her name is Eve Silver, and she used to be with the Komen Foundation until she found out, you know, the anti-breast cancer group, until she found out the Komen Foundation gives money to Planned Parenthood and is suppressing the overwhelming evidence through research, not only from the U.S. and England, but all over the world, that there is a link. This is from secular universities, study after study after study showing a link between abortion and breast cancer. So I want to read to you an email from Eve Silver. She asked for our under construction website for American Right to Life. And we said, okay, it's not published yet, but here's a link. You could see how it's coming along. I want to read to you her link. Also, Planned Parenthood sent an email to Will Duffy, who is heading up the Keep Peace in Stapleton, the effort to stop or slow down the construction of the largest abortion facility in the U.S. As far as we can tell, this is what, 52,000 square feet? Do I have that right? At 38th and Pontiac, right off of Quebec in the Stapleton part of Denver. So keeppeaceinstapleton.com. They sent an email to Will Duffy, who's heading up that effort, regarding the rally that he is hosting on Saturday at their construction site. And Joe Scheidler, the father of the pro-life activist movement, is coming in for this rally, and that should be great. Maybe we'll get Joe Scheidler on the show on Friday. We'll try to do that. And Cal Zastro is coming in tomorrow from, where's Cal from? He's from the Midwest, and he does training for petition gathering for personhood efforts around the country. And he's coming in. He's going to provide training right here in Colorado. In fact, this will be in Arvada, Colorado, tomorrow at Maranatha Christian Center at 4 o'clock. So 4 o'clock petition training Thursday, November 29th in Arvada at Maranatha Christian Center, 72nd and Oak Street. Just take Kipling north from I-70 and it'll curve around to the west eventually. And then there'll be a light at Oak Street. Make a right, go up to 72nd, and there's Maranatha Christian Center. 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Come on out and meet Cal Zastro. There'll be pizza, pop. I'm going to get in trouble from the nutritionist out there. It says right here in this note, there'll be petition circulation training, pizza and pop. And also it'll be a lot of fun. And there'll be, 300,000 people downtown Denver this weekend for different events. And so this is a great time to train how to become a petition circulator, get signatures. And so see you at Maranatha tomorrow at 4:30. Okay. Now, this email, what a neat email from this gal. Eve Sanchez Silver. Eve Silver is a researcher into the abortion breast cancer link. And she was with the Komen Foundation on staff until she found out all this overwhelming evidence about the link between abortion and breast cancer. And not only did the organization refuse to consider her own research and all this information, when a woman becomes pregnant, her body sends out these hormonal messages, And one of the things that happens is her mammary glands begin to mature. The mammary glands are the only glands in a human adult that are not mature until a certain event that may or may not happen, and that is pregnancy. And once a woman becomes pregnant, before the baby even implants in the uterine wall, the baby is coming down the fallopian tube and sends out a cry to the mom saying, "I'm hungry. Where are you, mom? I'm hungry. Please get ready to feed me." So that cry goes out and the woman's body starts to change, including differentiation in the cells in her mammary glands, and an abortion, especially with a first pregnancy, but an abortion abruptly stops that process. And it is significant. As you see abortion become legalized in country after country around the world, then breast cancer shoots up for women, not all women, for women of childbearing age when abortion became legal in their countries. And the overall abortion rates in America would be going down significantly, but they have held steady because of breast cancer in women. What a tragedy. So at any rate, you could read all about that abortionbreastcancer.com on the internet. Well, Eve Silver, one of the leading researchers on that topic, she sent us this email after we sent her a secret link of our American Right to Life website, which is under construction. So she just sent an email back. She said, in all capital letters, "I love the site," with a bunch of exclamation marks. And she looked at the logo. Oh, you got to see the logo for American Right to Life. And she said, "The personhood wing of the pro-life movement. Oh, it is so cool. I can hardly stand it. The tabs across the top of the website are terrific." The tabs, they are pretty cool. First tab is who we are. The second tab is who they are, which is pretty fun. Principles, she looked at the principles page. She is so thrilled with the principles that American Right to Life is standing for and how National Right to Life has become a secular humanist organization. And American Right to Life is just as openly and unapologetically Christian in our worldview as could be. And our principles reflect that with their scriptural references in them. She said the colors are great. The eye-popping layout is tremendous. What a great list of pro-life heavies on that list of the leaders condemning the partial birth abortion ruling. And then she wrote, "Hey, where's my name?" I love it. To the whole gang at American Right to Life, thanks. National Right to Life has been weak for years. I hope their real pro-lifers will jump ship now. I am so excited about American Right to Life. For my money, writes Eve Silver, "For my money, Colorado Right to Life rocks." Oh, wait, she said, "For my money, Colorado Right to Life rocks the cradle, and American Right to Life will rule." Well, Eve, thank you for all that encouragement and adrenaline that came through that email. Thank you, Eve. That's encouraging. And by the way, we have a new phone number for American Right to Life. It is 888-888-ARTL. RTL is Right to Life, of course. ARTL is American Right to Life. And so 888-888-ARTL. And our website will be set up soon to take memberships for those who would like to join. And it's interesting how we're going to do that. In fact, you could call 888-888-ARTL and perhaps be one of the top 10, be one of the first 10 people to become members of American Right to Life, since we haven't launched our website yet. But this is how it's going to work. An individual membership is $25, and then you choose. Like if you're doing this on the internet, you would go into the membership part of the website, and you'd say, "I'd like to become a member." You put your name and address, email, and then for a individual, it's $25. Now, then you could check if you would like that annually or monthly. Now, who would do monthly? Well, it's $25 a year to become a member, but you could choose monthly and say, "I know it's $25 a year, but I'd like to give $25 a month to help American Right to Life lead the way to stop the killing of unborn children. And then for a family, it's $50 for an entire family for a year, or you could choose monthly. And a family could say, you know what, we want to be a major supporter of American Right to Life. And then the same thing with organizations. An organization that would like to be an affiliate member of American Right to Life, that's $100 a year, or they could choose monthly. And, of course, others or anyone could choose to donate one time or on a recurring monthly basis. And they'll be able to do that through our website. Or right now, if you'd like to be, you know, the website is under construction. This really should be under wraps, but you get a lot of information here at Bob and Yurt Live on KGOV, KGOV.com, our website, and in Colorado over the air at the 50,000-watt AM670 KLTT. So maybe you could be one of the first 10 members of American Right to Life and call, and you'll get our office manager. In fact, as of January 1st, our office will be downtown Denver. Downtown Denver, that's exciting for American Right to Life, right in the government district. And at that point, we'll have our website launched, but you don't need to wait. You could call right now, 888-888-ARTL. What is ARTL? If you spelled that out, A is 2, right? 2785. So that's 1-888-888-2785. Okay. So now, a couple, real quick, I want to tell you about a couple creation science issues. Oh, man, what a newsletter. This is the best newsletter I think I've ever read. The current issue of the Colorado Right to Life newsletter. Have you read that? Ah, I'm asking my board op. And the photos are fabulous. The Colorado Right to Life newsletter. If you didn't get this newsletter, I'm going to give you their phone number. You might want to call or go onto their internet. You can become a member at coloradorighttolife.org and just put in the note field, say, please send me the current edition of the newsletter. But their phone number is 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. Wow, what a newsletter. Robert Kiffin is their newsletter editor. What a fabulous job he did. I'm just stunned, absolutely stunned. And it gives you an overview, too, of what's been happening with Colorado Right to Life in the last few months. Okay, so real quick, before we take a call or two, the Creation Research Society has their current newsletter out, and it has two stories, just two of the thousands of stories that creationists have written showing the evidence of design and the lack of evidence for evolution and the Big Bang in nature. So one is the snapping shrimp. Have you heard of a snapping shrimp? Snapping shrimp lives in the sea, and the way it catches its food, like it likes to eat real exquisite things like worms and goby fish. Have you ever eaten a goby fish? But this is how it captures its fish. It has a single claw, but the claw is specially designed. It could be locked open under enormous tension. There are these muscles that work together that lock the claw open. And when a second closer muscle lets go, the claw closes with such enormous force that it produces a high-velocity water jet. This is a little shrimp. Was that redundant? A little shrimp? This is a little shrimp. Its claw snaps shut so rapidly, it produces a high-velocity water jet. Now, you think this through and see if this could evolve. And that leaves behind it a wake of low pressure that drops below the vapor pressure of water, and it forms basically a bubble, a cavitation bubble. And then, of course, that bubble is under the water, under in the sea, and so that bubble collapses violently as the pressure rises again. And you know what happens? Well, that bubble, when it collapses, it produces a cracking sound of about 200 decibels. That's why they're called snapping shrimp. And that it even produces a tiny flash of light. That's how much energy is released when the bubble collapses. Well, as it collapses, it stuns or even kills the small prey that this snapping shrimp eats to survive. So how does that evolve gradually, step by step? How do you get this powerful claw that has three muscles that work together to hold it open under such massive tension? And then the third muscle, this closer muscle, snaps that claw shut with so quickly and creates this high velocity water jet. And then the shrimp, that which is protected from all that, the shrimp goes ahead and just merrily eats its prey. So what does the claw, it doesn't quite close with any real pressure for 10,000 generations. And so it doesn't really help it survive. But then what? It's make-believe. Evolution is make-believe. Natural selection would not create such a claw. And the Big Bang, supposedly, by the physics of the Big Bang, supposedly the Big Bang occurred, 15 billion years ago. It gets a billion years later every 10 years or so. Whenever the Big Bang supposedly occurred, all the elements that supposedly were made first were very light, like hydrogen and helium and maybe a little bit of lithium, but that's it. Well, they're called population 3 stars in the universe. There are none of them. We should see light from the Big Bang that has light without the signature of heavier elements in it. There is none. And so that's just another example of the evidence overwhelmingly discrediting evolution and the Big Bang. Let's go to the phones. I mentioned earlier that Planned Parenthood sent an email to the leader of Keep Peace in Stapleton, Will Duffy. Will, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. It's great to be here.
Thank you, sir. What's up?
Hey, we're Colorado Families Against Planned Parenthood.
All right. Now, that's the name of the Colorado Families Against PP?
Yeah.
Is that the website?
Website is familiesagainstpp.com.
familiesagainstppplannedparenthood.com.
And yeah, I got an email this morning from Vicki Cowart. She's the president and the CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains.
All right.
And this was an email blast. So it was to their entire list, and it says, "Dear Will, I couldn't believe it when I heard the news myself. Anti-choice hardliners from the Illinois-based Pro-Life Action League are coming to Colorado with one goal in mind, to stop us from opening a new health center in Denver."
Mm.
And then they go on to say what their health center will provide, and it conveniently is missing abortion.
Oh, they left out abortion? Now, abortion is the number one revenue generator. They do what, over 100,000 abortions a year, a couple hundred thousand abortions a year, and they left it out from their list of the services they're going to perform?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
Conveniently left it out, and it says, "The protesters who are coming to Denver aren't your average protesters. They used aggressive tactics to interfere with expansion plans in Illinois, and they will go to extreme lengths to prevent us from providing care to people who rely on us."
All right.
"And I can't figure out which care they're going to provide for innocent little children. That's not on this list."
No, the care they do, they use a suction aspiration abortion. Do you remember we did a show with a pro-choice, pro-abortion leader from Fort Collins a couple months ago? And I asked her, so describe for the audience how a suction abortion is done by Planned Parenthood. How do they do these first trimester abortions? And do you remember her answer?
Yeah, she said, "Look it up and read it in a book," or something like that.
Yeah, she refused. She would not describe it. So when she hung up, we explained to the audience how brutally wicked they put a vacuum cleaner hose, basically, into the uterus. And when it catches onto part of the baby, like the baby's foot, you hear the vacuum cleaner speed up, like you're vacuuming your kid's bedroom and you got a sock stuck on it in the, and they got a foot, and that vacuum cleaner then will rip that baby's leg off his body. And the baby, of course, is going hysterical. His heartbeat speeds up to 200-300 times per minute, and it rips off his arms, his legs, and then he's killed.
It wasn't her name Peggy Looney or Peggy Lunin or something like that?
Yes, Peggy Lunin. Peggy Lunin, that's right.
Well, that's an aggressive tactic in extreme lengths, is ripping the legs and arms off of little children, not what we're doing. Yeah,
very peacefully. Good. All right, so that's this rally December 1st.
Saturday, 10 a.m., at the site of this new abortion super center,
which is
at 38th and Pontiac.
All right, now that's right near I-70 in Quebec.
It's right behind the Renaissance Hotel.
Renaissance Hotel. Big hotel is there because it used to be Stapleton Airport. Now it's Denver International Airport down the road, another 15 miles. But so this is the Stapleton area of Denver. It's right off of I-70 in Quebec. You take Quebec south to 38th. You go west, just two blocks. It's just the block right next to the hotel. It's right there.
Yeah, you're not going to want to miss this Saturday. You get to hear Joe Scheidler speak, and we're having a rally to figure out what we have to do to stop this building from going up here in Denver.
So it starts at 10 o'clock, and then that's at the actual construction site. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to do a march around the site. We've got signs that say keep out. We're trying to keep Planned Parenthood out. Mm. They're unwanted here as far as we're concerned.
And that this is a minority neighborhood. And, of course, Planned Parenthood is known for when 13-, 14-year-old girls go in pregnant, they don't comply with state law to report suspected child sex abuse. And so quite often the rapists are the ones who bring these girls, whether it's incest or whatever. The uncle or the stepfather, whoever, brings these girls in to get an abortion. And while the girl's in the abortion clinic, the child rapist lurks in the neighborhood. And there's a park right next to this abortion clinic where kids in this minority neighborhood play. So Planned Parenthood is this magnet for incest and child rapists. And of course, it turns the neighborhood into a war zone. So what a tragedy. Okay, and then what time, then you guys are going to continue the event in the hotel at a rally also in the hotel?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Radisson Hotel, which is about a block and a half to two blocks away at 12:30.
12:30, so there's actually two different events. Okay.
Limited to the first 300, so get there early, and it's going to be quite an event.
Quite an event. And for more information, is there a phone number that I guess people could call Colorado Right to Life?
They could call Colorado Families Against Planned Parenthood. Our office number is 303-495-3438.
All right, 303.
303-495-3438.
3438. Colorado Families Against Planned Parenthood. Very good. Thank you, Will Duffy.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate that. And there is so much happening in the battle against child killing here in Denver and in Colorado, and it's hard to keep track of it all, but it's powerful. I mentioned the newsletter, the Colorado Right to Life newsletter. Ah, you've just got to read this newsletter. If you don't have it, my wife and I read it last night. Some people got it the day after Thanksgiving. We didn't get it till Monday, but man, is this good. And it's got quotes and photographs through this. Bob Dornan, Judge Roy Moore, and Brian Rohrbaugh. It's got a photograph of the Columbine Memorial. It's all just extraordinary. Okay. So if you want a copy of that newsletter, call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. Now we're going to the phones in Lakewood. Doug, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, Bob.
So, Doug, my call screener says something happened with your daughter at a local public school. What's up?
Yeah, Bob, I wanted to share with you my concern about our children in the public schools. My daughter was attacked in a restroom at her school yesterday.
Oh, no.
She was afraid to report it to anybody because the little girl, she's in the fifth grade, 10 years old.
So it was another fifth grader who you're saying attacked your daughter?
Yes, it was. That's what she reports.
All right. And why was your daughter afraid? Just because of the typical fear that one kid might put in another?
My daughter told me that she was told by this little 10-year-old girl that if she told anybody, she had a knife in her backpack and that she would hurt her worse if she told anyone.
Oh, my. And was there an actual attack? Like, was your daughter injured at all?
Yes, she has scratches and pinch marks and bruises on her back where she was scratched and pushed up against a wall.
So that's assault, and certainly the public schools have a zero-tolerance policy against weapons, knives, guns.
And so, they also have a zero-tolerance policy that says we don't care if you're innocent or guilty, you're both going to be expelled.
Huh. So what's happened? Did the principal then get involved? Did they search the girl's backpack? What happened?
I have no clue about that because they told me that through their internal investigation, they would only share with me what they decide against my daughter. They would not give me any information about what they conclude about the other child.
So, Doug, if in fact your daughter was assaulted by this other 10-year-old, this other fifth grader, and the threat that she had a knife, if she actually did have a knife, the school is telling you they won't give you the courtesy of letting you know this girl actually was bringing a weapon to school and it threatened your daughter?
I would not be privileged to that information, no.
You know, Doug, let me tell you what happened with my brother, David, back in South Carolina in a rural town. And he sent his kids, young kids, to public school. And he had heard us on the show warning people about how bad the public schools are. Well, his son, David, was coming home from school on the school bus, and he got beat up on the school bus. So pretty badly. So the next day, my brother David was at the bus stop. And he said, I just would like to announce to the kids on the bus, don't fight, don't hit anybody. If you do, I'll report you. It's wrong. Don't do it. So you know what happened?
No.
The school called the police on my brother.
Well, the principal told me I have a right to file a police report, so I did call the police.
And Doug, we're almost out of time. We don't have time to hear that part of the story.
Okay.
But let me tell you what happened. My brother realized that the school was the enemy. And I think perhaps you might realize that also.
I do.
The school is the enemy. So in a way, that day may end up being the best day for your family.
Well, they told me they were concerned that I'm overreacting and I'm being a bad role model because I am overreacting. So, and I said, my priority is the safety of my children. That's my parental responsibility.
Hey, Doug, here's the proper reaction. Pray and ask God to help you figure out how can you pull your daughter out of that Lakewood Public School.
Yeah, that's the choice I am making.
All right, well, could you keep us informed on that?
Sure, Bob.
And we'll pray for you and your daughter also. Thank you, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
May God bless you. And Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school, and KGov.com.